There is an old Chinese story about a boy who visits a kung fu master in hopes of becoming his student. Back in those days, you would sit in front of the master's house for days, waiting for him to come out. So the boy sits, waiting patiently. Finally, the master comes out. "What do you want?"
"I have been practicing kung fu for 10 years. I would like to become your student and practice kung fu with you," the boy says.
The master invites him into the house to sit down.
"How much kung fu do you know?"
The boy gave him an exhaustive description of all the moves and forms that he's devoted his life to. The master listens attentively, nodding his head.
"Okay, I will teach you kung fu. But first, you have to pass one test."
The boy is nervous. He has been waiting for this moment for years. He starts mentally preparing himself to demonstrate his leopard kung fu style in hopes of appeasing the master. Then the master fills up a cup of tea for the boy. Once the cup is full, the master keeps pouring the tea until the cup is absolutely full to the brim.
"If you can pour more tea into this cup without letting it flow over, then you pass the test," the master proclaims.
The boy's eyes widen and his shoulders tense up. He thought he would have to demonstrate his Wing Chun moves, not pour tea. What was this crazy test? Alas, the boy knew there was no way to add more tea to the cup. Even one more drop would be too much. He couldn't think straight. He was devastated.
"Master, it's impossible. I'm sorry. I cannot add more tea to the cup."
The master replied,
"Your mind is like this cup, full of ideas and knowledge. I can't teach you anything because your mind is already full. Go, empty your cup and then come back to me. Then, and only then, I can teach you."
Moral of the story: regardless of how advanced our level is, in order to learn, we must often rid ourselves of what we think we know. We must approach situations with what's called a beginner's mind, like someone who is seeing the problem for the first time. This may seem contradictory. I mean, are we really supposed to forget what we know and start with a blank slate every time? Many of us have been conditioned to see situations as good or bad, wrong or right, expert versus beginner. This dualistic approach is an illusion. As soon as we see something or learn something, we see it through a certain lens. A true expert realizes that we're all wearing tinted glasses of our own making, and in order to find true creativity and achieve greatness, we need to step outside of the paradigms and boxes that we've created. This is often why those who come from different industries are the ones who can disrupt them. For a long time, it was assumed that low-cost space flight was not possible, and that rockets could not be reused. NASA tried for decades and failed to create a reusable spacecraft. Elon Musk, while extremely smart, did not have a traditional background in aerospace engineering or astrophysics. But he came along and questioned the entire business model of spaceflight, spawning SpaceX, which has now over 100 successful launches and 60% of all commercial launch contracts globally. You can look at other examples like Uber and Airbnb. Their founders had no background in autos or real estate, but effectively built companies that have transformed these industries.